Who to who?
That happened because I let my phone screen lock.
Guys, I apologize. This Anchor app is a great idea, but we're still working out the kinks.
But anyways, I don't see why these podcasters need any more money. It seems like they're getting a pretty good deal compared to all the other celebrities. They get shitty contracts.
Well, that's part of the Adjustment Bureau conversation I want to have with Nick Mullen, where he's making way more money than most comics make. Well, maybe not most. Like Joe Rogan allegedly was making like $30 million a year just off of YouTube. But you have what any reasonable person would consider to be fuck it money. So since you have fuck it money and talent, would you please be so kind as to be a villain for comedy and to actually just say fuck it and go do your gangster shit without the industry? Can you blaze that trail? I know you're busy. You got stuff to do, but I would appreciate it if you guys with fuck it money would act like it and fucking do some gangster shit.
We saw what Anthony Kumi. One thing I learned from that whole scenario is that people that are talent aren't necessarily designed to be the people that should be in charge of the money, because the Compound Media Network is garbage.
Kind of what I was trying to say to Lewis, where I was like, Lewis, legitimately wanted him to quit comedy, but I think that him as the guy that like makes sure that these different people are doing specials and make sure that, you know, shit is happening, as that guy, he's great for the blood flow of comedy. Like, he's an important character in the bloodstream of this whole thing.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is when everyone goes private, like the Gas Digital Network having to pay for it and stuff like that. I mean, I know some of the episodes come out on YouTube, but it's just something about it where it's too inconvenient of a thing.
So Mike David's just going to be the only one that ever does it. And he doesn't even have like a quarter of the resources of these other guys.
And even he realized, he's like, I got to start making YYouTube clips because
I got to bring this up to date.
Yeah, this shit, I need some ad revenue. And these subscriptions are not, they're there, but they're not growing. They're just there.
Yeah, he doesn't have ad revenue, but it certainly is an ad to bring people into his, paywall.
Yeah, I've never seen more people say, like, I just started listening to Red Bar. Usually no one knows who he is.
So Kanye's trying to get his master's back. Apparently not running for president right now. His wife, right now I guess there's a big thing where all the celebrities are quitting social media. And I thought I heard on the news that she'd quit Twitter.
I have no idea.
It was like breaking news. Kim Kardashian. I don't know if she quit it or if she probably just like suspended it for a week. Imagine it's too important to her.
I'm sure she just hit it or something.
There's a lady comic that was calling out Brian Callen. We're calling out the comedy clubs that were giving him gigs. Jen Kirkman, she was also one of the people that sounded off on Louis, one of Louis's victims. And Brian Callen started clapping back, threatening to sue people, and she immediately put her Twitter to private, which is the second time she's done it, where she came out and she shamed all the male comedians for not speaking up, and then as soon as she started getting some heat, she was like, run away!
Well, something about the heat, I don't know. I don't know what they do to you.
Can't take the smoke.
You don't want the smoke, stupid.
I get it. It's certainly shitty and frustrating, but I look at negative comments are usually like two categories of like, sometimes they're funny and that's great. And then other times it's like, oh, this person just clearly has no idea what the fuck they're talking about. And they're just like, you know, white knighting or spazzing out on behalf of, you know, their person that they care about. You should let both of those like roll off your back. Like I it would be really difficult to make a comment stick. Like, of course nobody knows who the fuck you are.
You know how, like, they used to just smoke cigarettes on TV. Like, and there used to be ads for cigarettes, and they banned that because cigarettes is bad for you. It almost feels like
if I'm, it makes you almost thankful Trump is president, because if he wasn't, it almost feels like they would make being offensive like an old timey mean thing that you're not supposed to do at all anymore. Like as if you're smoking a cigarette. Like shows, literally, the shows with people talking about races other than their own and anything like that. All that stuff is just banned now. Like it feels like it would be banned if we had
my buddy Democrats. T. Murph is on a very successful Hulu show that is called Woke. The name of the show is Woke.
Yeah. I saw that on there, and a girl was like, you want to watch this? I was like, there's no way this is good. She's like, I've heard about this. I don't think it's about like what you think it is about the name. We watched it for not even 3 minutes. The bitch was like, okay, this is obvious. This is exactly what she said it was going to be. My bad. And we had to turn it off.
I saw a trailer that had all kinds of like animation and shit in it, and I was like, I don't know, maybe it is cool, but I have not checked it out.
I couldn't get into it. That and Cuties missed my radar.
You know what?
Didn't have the time.
When it first came out, I thought it was like a documentary about these pageants, which are real. And then when I found out, it's like, no, it's a movie. It's like a million times grosser to me. They're having kids do this shit.
Yeah, because they're not even exposing it. They're doing it. You made it. You made them twerk. Congratulations. I hope you're proud of yourself. And the other thing that's weird is people, the SJWs are going to at one point have to figure out their line in the sand between like national politics and whatever you consider woke to be. Because this is a French movie. In France, if this is wrong, someone's going to get so mad. But I remember the consent age in France being 15. And they have a movie with that famous movie you talked about the other day on Apologies with 12-year-old titties in it. And I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. You can just watch it. 12-year-old titties. It's right on YouTube. They don't even censor it.
I think their age of consent, I feel like remembering it was like 13. And like they're supposed to be so much more sophisticated about this sexuality. You're so prude, America.
So they're literally a country that glorifies sex with young girls. And they're making a movie about it. And you're going, well, that's not. It's not what you think it is. That's what they do. It's like Japanese. It's like anime. I watch anime, and I just kind of have to grin and bear it that two animes are gonna have a female protagonist that's well under the age of the male protagonist reason.
All of the girls look like they're in high school, and then I get uncomfortable with like the overly buff gay guy. The thing that is in every goddamn anime.
Yeah, that's another weird thing. That's just their culture, though. And you're never going to make anime stop doing that. So you either have to ban anime in America, or you have to admit, like, there are situations where my sensibilities aren't priority.
Well, so right now, these things are running up against big business, like the Spotify trans thing. And so now we're going to see, like, well, how much power do you really have? Are you really changing anything, or did you just get co-opted by a business? Because that's just what they do. They just eat up whatever the trend is, own it to sell some fucking coffee, and then move on to the next thing. Yeah, I'm interested to see the war.
Loading up my bong.
Well, I feel like we've podcasted enough. Joe Button's going nuts. He's mad at Charlemagne the God. I saw Royce da 5'9" is mad at DJ Vlad for insulting Farrakhan. And he came on and he had like a bright pink tongue and the juiciest lips. I was like, Roy.
I love rap beef, but that's also hilarious for different reasons.
It's such a funny mixed message because Royce is talking to DJ Vlad and he's like, my mans, I know why you won't insult Rick Ross again. Because, you know, these streets, he's going to catch you with these hands. I know you understand the violence of the streets. Now, I'm not saying this has to be the violence of the streets, but, you know, he's wrong. And, you know, hip-hop is balanced because, like, there is hit songs like Sister and Lean, but there's also hit songs like J. Cole, and it balances out the culture. And I was like, you guys have such a conflict in your things right now where, like, you love Farrakhan. And you love Lean, and you love the streets. Like, it's embarrassing to me to see, like, a 40-something-year-old man, like, I beat your motherfucking ass if you don't apologize.
You come correct when you speaking about me.
I'm like, Royce, you're not out there cripping, man. You're a famous rapper. You're a lyricist.
I like that. Lyricist.
Shut the fuck up.
demeaning. Like an insult.
All right, guys. This has been the Ian Ellis Podcast. Special guest, Billy Boo. What channel should they check out? Because we got a lot of shit dropping.
The Ian Ellis LLC is always a good channel for new Ian Ellis news. And the Chicago Open Mic channel has old stuff for people that are new. And I mean really old stuff.
This Sunday, we have an explosive Rob Ford tape. We're going to watch the full 30 minutes. CO and I both went and ripped the file just in case it gets pulled off of YouTube. Is that controversial? I have Adam from Cumtown performing WAP, as well as some other choice Adam clips, since you've decided to run away, Adam. You want to fight with the Red Scarf podcast? You want to fight with a couple of girls? Would you go put your tail between your legs? And other than that, we'll see you guys on Sunday at Philip Wave on Twitter.